Same as before, we talked for like...
I just talk about it.
10 or 15 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you had exams? Yeah, I have one exam and a
assignment.
Yeah. And you got one more exam?
Well, just one exam.
When is that?
November.
Not tomorrow.
Okay. Can we do the group discussion after that?
Okay, good.
Cool.
It's one more thing.
Yeah.
And you got a job or you applied for a job?
Actually, I changed. I don't know. Maybe yes, tomorrow they call me. I don't know. But yeah, never mind if I don't get it. Because first time I want to get that job and then I will go back Hong Kong. I mean, in holiday.
Okay.
But because I already told my landlady I will move, so I don't have to pay rent. So also I booked the ticket to go back Hong Kong. Yeah.
So when are you going back?
9th of November.
9th of November?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so you won't be coming to the barbecue?
Yeah.
Who's coming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Because before 15th of November, the ticket is cheaper.
Yeah, then you get into high season.
But actually, yes, I just booked the ticket. Maybe I don't know. Maybe tomorrow I decide to go. That's why the chance is half and half.
In terms
of go back Hong
Kong. Oh, you're not sure whether you're going
back? Yeah, I'm not sure. But
why
just
not?
I book.
Oh, you booked the ticket. You didn't
buy
it.
Yeah, I booked the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. But the job is the overseas job.
Yeah.
So it's go to Singapore and Thailand.
In Thailand?
Yeah.
What would you be doing there?
It's the performance. It's the Disneyland company.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the time I have audition in there. So the second time, have the other girl come from Mongolia, and she used to dance when she was a child.
Yeah.
So, but at that time we have to dancing.
Yeah.
The other point is I don't know what they really looking for.
Yeah.
If they just want the performance to the style is dancing, I can't take it.
Yes, yeah. They're looking for a dancer. Yeah.
I'm not sure they didn't tell me.
Okay.
Yeah, but do you know the story Mulan?
Mulan.
It's a Chinese story.
No.
But it's the Disneyland, Disneyland company. They won this story.
Okay.
So we'll perform Mulan the story. If I got it, I will be the main character.
Wow. And what you auditioned for it?
I did taught the audition.
You've done the audition,
job.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
So tomorrow you'll find out.
Yeah.
I guess to tell you yes or no.
Yes,
yeah.
Because they said early is today. If late, will be tomorrow. But that job is Monday.
Starting on Monday?
It's very fast. Yeah. So, but I don't think I can got it. So, I don't know.
Oh, right. Because if it's on Monday, we'll have to have the discussion tomorrow then.
Yeah.
She's writing me, that's...
yeah.
You don't know tomorrow when you find out?
I don't know. But never mind. Never mind. I got it or not. Because I'm a good ticket. Yes.
But they will pay the tickets too.
If I go to Singapore, the salary is quite good, 700 per week.
And
then it's called experience. But I don't know what kind of style they would perform.
Yeah. And it's in English?
Yes. Actually, the chance is half and half. Because the Mongolian girl, how can I say? Because I study performing arts and that girl just stay in Melbourne about half a year.
Yeah.
So, but just she good at dancing. So
yeah. How are you going, Damien?
Busy. Yeah, I'm got a lot of marking at the moment because I'm teaching. Crazy.
You're teaching psychology.
Yeah, first year. There's heaps of reports to mark.
Oh.
They take a little while each.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all but 10 pages long. And I've got a, but some of them are pretty bad. A lot of work at the moment, a lot of assignments. Very warm place.
Yeah. Right.
You
can't open the windows.
That's
all
right.
We get a lot of wind.
That's all right.
It's the worst room actually for recording, this room.
Oh.
I like to find it. Yeah. I mean, I saw John yesterday. I reminded him.
Something, also study psychology.
First year?
Yes. He's Singaporean.
What's his name?
Jolie and Julia. It's
not Joni.
J-O-V-I.
Oh, no, I don't know them.
And one is Julia.
No,
and
I don't know them.
Yeah, maybe one is Casey. And Japanese, Aiko.
Oh, hello.
Is
John there?
Do you know who the tutor is?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
know. I'm not too sure what name in his office downstairs.
Yes.
John
O'Dea. But before, at RMIT, also I studied psychology.
Oh.
Yeah.
First year?
About half year. Yes. The introduction of psychology.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. But not having to study that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
always
not that I know. Mm. I can't imagine doing that.
Yeah. But also,
I like
geography.
Okay.
So if I don't study performing arts, I prefer study
geology. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mm. Have you finished uni now? I have one more exam and assignment. Tomorrow is the due date.
Oh, really?
I'll just go looking for John.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's always punctual.
Mm.
So, on time.
Oh.
So, and I told him yesterday, that's why I'm a bit surprised he's out of here.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what time it is? Pretty fast?
Five, yes.
Or 25?
25.
Should we tell him off?
Huh?
Damien.
How are you?
Hello,
Carol.
Would you like to drink?
No.
Oh, were you waiting for me there? Were you?
Not really. I was going to come and I was thinking of coming, but I was just doing something and lost track of time for 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
But you could have just knocked on my door. And
yeah, except I forgot. I left a little bit early. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Things are forgetful these
days.
But
anyway, it's okay. Whatever. Okay. Is it ready?
Don't worry about it. It's been on for a while.
Oh, did I come in the middle? Really?
No,
you
no.
Did it so quickly? Oh, you do. Okay.
It's always on anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a little while.
Yeah. The reason why I've asked John to come today is just Carol had met John earlier in the year, and just to just change it, so just add that extra to it. So I mean, three people instead of just a different dynamics. It's the same instructions. You can talk as long as as you want to, and that's it. So just talk, whatever. Get to know each other, whatever. Yeah, and so I'll just be across the room there. Yeah, just when I finish.
Yeah. Sorry that I'm late.
That's right.
So you've been talking here for a little while?
Yeah.
How long?
5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Does that mean I should pull my weight now and talk a lot?
So now you have to say. So before I heard Akiko said, you also have the other conversation with her.
Akiko.
I heard because the other Japanese girl also had a conversation with three people.
Yeah, just the way that she wanted to do it for some reason.
Oh.
For some reason we're not supposed to delve into because it might bias the way we know.
Oh.
That's why Mary herself isn't in here. Because if she was in here, she knows what results she wants to prove her theory, so she might, but unconsciously.
Do you know about the study, like what it's looking at?
No.
Because I don't know much about it.
I don't know about the study. Sorry. No. Only what you guess.
And you two have spoken before in one of these recordings.
Early on.
In the other room.
Have you twice?
Twice,
righto.
Just us.
Yeah.
I also talk with you twice, but not recording.
Yeah, that's true. I was actually wearing it. just in case I bumped into you.
Yes.
How did you hook up with the?
I just heard that she needed participants to help, and I know what it's like to do research. It's hard to get people, and it sounded interesting, so I just thought, I'll offer.
It's true. Yeah. Oh, so you do a bit of research.
I'm doing a doctorate in organizational psychology, in the psychology department.
Yeah. So that's why you know.
Yeah, I did honours last year, and getting participants was tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you need participants for?
Haven't started yet. I'm still in my first year. But because of the nature of the course, I have to get participants from companies. So I can't just get anyone.
That must be. It might be a bit easier, I guess, because you know exactly where to find them once you do find them, right? They're fixed in a way.
Yeah.
So it's not like people drift in and out, as they do for a bit.
Exactly. Do you, what are you doing your PhD on?
Philosophy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Philosophy of mind, actually.
So what, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, sure. It's, I'm actually, my research is on sensations, conscious sensations.
Yeah.
And specifically, there's a bit of a debate about whether science is in a position to study sensations, because there is because you're generally held that sensations are subjective, all this sort of thing. It's held that they're inherently subjective somehow, and science is objective. So how do you apply scientific methodology to inherently subjective phenomena? I think you can argue that you can, but anyway, that's the debate that I'm looking at.
We did a little bit about that in Philosophy of Psychology.
I've seen that course.
Yeah.
I've seen the outline of the course, and a lot of it intersects with what you do in the Philosophy of Mind here. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but that would be it. There's a lot of talk about it. There's now consciousness studies as its own sub-discipline now.
Are you actually doing research, like experiments, or is it more about you writing about it?
It's all conceptual,
I mean,
because I deal with, first of all, there's just the question of science that studies things objectively. Objectively, that's supposed to be this big feature of science. So I look at what that is. I mean, what is it to study something objectively? What do you need to, what criteria do you need? And the other is, what sense is it that sensations are subjective?
Yeah.
And are those things incompatible? So that's the level that I'm really looking at. It's mostly conceptual and logical.
Yeah.
And, I don't go for empirical stuff.
Have you studied philosophy as well?
Philosophy, no. Yeah, but I heard some my classmates they take the philosophy. But maybe they don't really like it.
It really
because
depends on
hard.
The teacher. Depends on the lecturer. Some lecturers teach it well, and some lecturers just teach it For some, you know, for some lecturers, it's just a it's a nuisance thing they have to do.
Mm.
They want to do write and do research, and teaching is a thing that they have to do, and they just go and blah, 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 and then go.
Mm.
You can't teach philosophy like that, I think.
I haven't really studied philosophy, but in Hong Kong I studied the Chinese philosophy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But it's about
a
religion.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I don't know much about it. I know a little bit about Lao Tzu, Confucius, Confucianism.
Yes.
But it's Chinese philosophy tends to be ethical.
Yeah, more so.
It tends to be about what you should do, what you shouldn't do.
Or everything is from one to produce. Everything? Yes. Because everything is circle. So what you think is from one.
Yeah.
But yes,
yeah.
It's based on one
thing.
Yes.
Okay,
but I don't know. Yeah. What about Indian philosophy and Hinduism? I'm interested
Hindu.
In that.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't know much about it. There is in the department here, there is an Indian person.
Mm.
She teaches Indian philosophy, but I
oh,
don't know
yeah.
much about it. Yeah.
But I thought that philosophy also related the religion, yes.
There is the connection is traditional more than anything.
Mm.
It used to be when society itself was highly religious.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that kind of thinking that was done in a religious context.
Mm.
So it was done with the assumption that there is this, you know, sort of all perfect being of some kind, or even groups of them in the Greek.
Mm.
So that was that sort of overshadowed everything, this assumption of a being, of this super being.
Mm.
And that's why. And also when people had time to sit down and do philosophizing, it was often people in monasteries that had the time and the inclination. But to do that, so that tended to make a lot of the philosophy religious philosophy.
Oh.
And that's why there's such a strong connection. That's the case in,
mm.
you know, Buddhist philosophy. That's why there's Buddhist philosophy, Hindu philosophy.
Mm.
And
mm.
there's, in the Western a tradition that separated a little while ago, but up until at least Renaissance it was like that. Because the Christian monasteries, had the time to sit down and, you know, I was brewing the beer and writing books on philosophy.
So there weren't as many academics like there are now.
No.
It was more about religious people doing it.
It was done in monasteries because, I mean, okay, there were universities started up at 11 or 1200s or something like that.
Yeah.
But that was only a couple of them. And they were mostly schools of religious instruction in one way or another.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it sort of was. Partly because the governments then weren't really inclined to, you know, fund universities for the public good. It was generally monarchies and they were just worried about themselves.
Yeah.
They didn't care about that. But the churches, they had lots of money. And they set up for these, mostly they paid for the early universities and institutions and that sort of thing. And that's just how it sort of historically was. So you get a lot of religion in the philosophy.
Yeah.
It's not so much like that these days, but traditionally it was.
Mm.
Yeah.
But do you have to study the Indian philosophy or psychology?
I did Indian philosophy as an elective a couple
yeah.
years ago.
With
found it pretty hard.
Yes.
Yeah,
and we did a little bit of philosophy and psychology, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only experience I've had.
Yeah. The Hindu stuff is it based on the Upanishads and the Rig Vedas?
I can't remember. I didn't know very much.
Okay. It's interesting because it goes back so far. The Indian sort of philosophy.
Yeah, because Hindu, they have many gods. It's not just one. And I have to know about the story to know the other thing, about the theatre thing.
Yeah.
And I have to understand the story. It's very complicated.
Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
So, maybe there are many gods. Maybe this one is the life of God, and this one is beauty of God, something like that. So I have to ask many things from my Indian friend. After that, it's much more clear.
Yeah, you did the play.
Yes.
Yeah. It was on an Indian.
No, that one is Spanish. But yes, I study one of the subject. The knowledge is about different country, the theater. So I have to study Indian.
Okay.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Also, I have to study the religion. Yes.
Okay.
I asked my friend many questions to solve a few problems.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Indian. Well, Jew and Christianity, it's the same in a way. They have the saints.
Mm-hmm.
In Hinduism, you have all these gods. Christianity have all these saints, and people pay the saints rather than God often, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Same kind of function. That's just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, how's it going? Then, of course, you must be finished.
Yeah.
Almost,
yeah. No, I have one more exam in assignment. So, tomorrow I finish your assignment and have one more exam.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You have tomorrow exam.
Yes.
This is the is this still the last week of lectures or classes?
Last week.
Okay.
Mm.
The next week you're going to start. Is your exam early?
But I have one exam. It's called EIU. It's English in Use. That one I have the test. It's so funny because they said I just have 2 hours, but after the 2 hours, the lecturer said, if you want to continue to writing, I can't stop it. So every student they keep doing, and I feel really confused because they have 3 questions and I can't arrange the timing really well because first one is very hard. So anyway, that last 2 questions I just do 45 minutes to do it, but I look at the other girl, maybe just have 15 minutes more. He did the second one, so I think why did they do that? And now that they have the extra time, the paper said just 2 hour minute. And then the lecturer said that, but I don't believe,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So when he said, your pen have to stop, you have to stop, and then, but after that she said that sentence,
really?
If you want to keep writing, I can't stop it. So, yeah, they keep doing, but I already finished my, but it's very much. I really don't like the exam, the test. Yeah. Yeah, so I campaign with the other teacher, but it's the other subject.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Not that.
Do you think you're okay though?
I don't know. Because the lecture always want more detail, so I don't have much detail in there because just 45 minutes maybe do 2 questions. Yeah, but I keep campaigning with my friends. Why they give me extra time if they think I can't, we don't have enough time to do 3 questions. They must give much more time to tell us, you will have 3 hours to do this paper. Why is that? You can have extra time, I can't stop it?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Well, if you don't get a good mark, maybe it's worthwhile going to that same lecture and saying that it wasn't clear. She didn't make it clear what the extra time or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I tell my because in Hong Kong I study. My public exam is maybe 2 hours. We have to keep writing. We can't thinking without thinking because it's very fast.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and we have to arrange the timing. How many time we? How much time? For 1 question, but so I thought in here also the same.
Yeah.
You don't will the lecture don't give you the extra time or it's also is the academic exam, not for I don't know. It's I really don't like it. It's I don't believe at that time. Why every people keep writing? So after that, I just stay in there and quite a few words because I already finished, so it's difficult to correct again.
Yeah. Well, see how you go. Do you usually do okay with these sort of exams?
Before I had the other exam, it's quite good, the mark.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe okay. Well,
yeah. If you think that you should have got better, if you had more time, it may be worthwhile.
They give me more time, but I already finished.
It's not useful for me.
But the other people, because this subject is my first semester, to draw that subject, so I don't know they will give me extra time. But the other students, they know that.
Well, but you can say that they didn't let you know clearly before.
Well, they let me know, but in a paper, they said just 2 hours.
Before it started, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. If you get a mark that is you don't like, maybe it's worthwhile going to the same lecturer and seeing what she says, because she may be sympathetic. If she's like this and she gives you, if she tends to give you more time, then she may, and if she's in that way sort of flexible, then she may be sympathetic if you go and tell her.
But you also have to mark the student exam paper?
Oh no, I only have to mark assignments during semester. In psychology, they only give multiple choice exams, so computer does it all.
I did major in psychology and philosophy.
Oh.
And this was in Queensland.
Which uni was that?
Yeah, UQ.
Oh.
Yeah. But they had the same thing there, because he had thousands in first year. Psych students, so it's all just cross filling the circle. Do you do tutoring?
Tutoring first year. It's alright. I'm not that confident and I'm not always well prepared, and they pick them pretty bad in the subject evaluations. I'll have to be better next year.
Yeah, preparing something. I mean, if you did the same course next year, you'd be automatically better prepared.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true. Preparing is a funny thing. But I find it's worthwhile. I just sit down beforehand for an hour or so, read through the material, and then just, I don't know how yours are structured, but I just pick out, half a dozen points, questions to ask, things like that.
Ours is pretty structured. Like, they tell us what to say.
Really?
Oh, they don't say read this out. If you read it all out, you pretty much get it all across. So I often just read it out, and they didn't like that. I couldn't learn it all off by heart, so I don't know how to do it. Maybe just look every now and then. I should probably learn it a bit better. But I did read off the paper a fair bit because it was all there, and I just thought.
They don't give us anything, Brows.
Oh.
It's just, there's your classroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's really, they just, you've got to make it up all.
Sometimes it depends on the tutor, because my book, maybe they said in the tutorial you will learn this kind of thing, but the lecture, the tutor didn't teach us that kind of thing, they will talk about the other thing. Yes.
Yeah.
So it depends on you, for.
It's so structured, it's true, it would be hard to know. Is it really strict? I mean, do you really have to go through it all? Or can you just about leave it?
Yeah, I could.
I find if you get, I don't know, if you tie it to something concrete that they can talk about, and I sort of, sometimes you just let them talk about something, I'm trying to get a sort of a discussion going about something, and then your role is more to just sort of steer it a little bit.
Yeah.
And that, but it really depends how structured.
We had a couple labs like that.
Yeah.
They were good, those ones.
Yeah. They enjoyed them too. Students really enjoyed them. Well, some of them like structure.
Yeah.
You always get, no matter what you do, you always get some saying, there's too much, too structured. And then some saying, wasn't enough structure. Always, you always get both of those. No matter what you do. But they always love, in general, students like to have a discussion about things. I think so. But I mean, mind you, this is influencing it. It's maybe different at some point. I don't know. I don't remember what it's like to choose here.
Hey, I want to ask you. You study PhD, so you don't have to do the exam, so...
No.
No, yes.
That's
so
true.
You just have until when you have to submit your research or...
Yeah, you have to write a report every year, little report about your progress. That's not too much. But the main thing is just, yeah, you have 3 or 4 whatever years, a deadline to hand in a thesis.
Oh, okay.
And that's, so it'll be, I don't know, 200 pages thesis report.
Okay.
Right? And there are certain criteria it has to meet. It has to be a contribution to the knowledge, and has to be publishable, that kind of thing. And they send it off to someone outside the university, and they get their mark it, and that's in the back. So it's, yeah, there aren't any exams, but to get it to that stage, just
so the jobs is same as the unlimited work. It's depend on you how much you want to do.
Yeah, it's very self. Not entirely. You have to.
At least you have to do
what
kind of thing, but
also
depends on you. How much you want to do.
To some extent, yeah. It depends on what you're interested in. Yeah, no, that's true. How far are you starting this year?
Yeah.
So you're just the first
time. I've just come up with an idea of how to do the study. I haven't started writing or anything. Very early stages.
That's
excellent.
Yeah. 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 So it's nice not to have an exam, but actually at the moment I'm going to submit in a month or so, and I feel like I'm doing an exam because I have the thesis there. I've got it together. It's 200 pages, so that's that. But that was a draft. Now I have to think, whenever I read it again, I have to think, what will the examiner say? When the examiner reads this, what would they say, and how do I fix it up to make it to make so they would say anything? And so I feel a bit like I'm doing an exam over the course of 2 months. So yeah, it's, that's the way it feels now. So it's a different kind of thing, but it's more interesting. Yeah.
To find what you want.
Yeah.
I reckon we could wrap that up.
Yeah, alright. That's fair
enough.
About 25 minutes.
You're the one. You were here before I came. I was here 20 plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've been here for almost half a minute. Enough for you to go through.
Alright.
So you have to go through.